أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقال تعالى: وتوكل على الحي الذي لا يموت. We are still in this chapter of yaqeen and tawakkul. That is what the items of our belief are. Belief in Allah Ta'ala, Akhirat, the Malaika, all the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, etc. We must have full conviction on that. Not just the knowledge of it. Iman is not the knowledge of these things. Iman is to have the conviction on it. And complete conviction. There is then 1% or not 1% of any doubt there must be. And we must not give preference to the findings of non-believers, of the people of this world, compared to Iman. What Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has decreed, we must have full conviction on that. With tawakkul, and to have full trust on Allah Ta'ala. Full trust on the promises of Allah Ta'ala. And we have read ayat where it was shown clearly that the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, in spite of all the odds against them, they saw with their eyes complete destruction. But with their heart they had full yaqeen on Allah Ta'ala, and they did not fear the outward conditions at all. So we also have to develop that, and we have to have it now also and before mort. We must not die on any doubts of our iman. We must have full conviction. So Allah Ta'ala says in this ayat, وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى الْحَيِّ الَّذِي لَا يَمُوتُ. Place your trust in the ever-living who cannot die. Put your trust on Allah Ta'ala. Allah is the only one that never dies. You put your trust on anything or anyone else, it will perish, it will die. Whoever you put your trust on. And Allah is that being that Allah Ta'ala is forever and ever. And not only that Allah will not die, but no weakness can ever come into Allah. No old age or no forgetfulness or anything of that sort. So putting our trust on anything else besides Allah Ta'ala is also the height of stupidity and folly. Because everyone else, he hasn't got control of himself. As a beautiful example is given, if we trust anyone else besides Allah Ta'ala and we put our full hopes and trust on that person, it is like on a very busy freeway where the cars are just zooming past. One blind person tells another blind person, come, I'll take you across this freeway. Or a person who is paralyzed, he tells another paralyzed person, jump on my back, I will take you across this freeway, when there isn't a moment's space between the cars. So trusting on anyone else besides Allah is like that we cannot do anything for ourselves, and we want to trust on somebody else, or somebody else, we tell them to trust on us. We must only trust on that one being that is the all-powerful, ever-living, and that is forever and ever. In another ayat, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says, وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Allah says, and only in Allah should the believers place their trust. The believers place their trust only in Allah Ta'ala. The people of the world will regard this as stupidity. And they will say that you are not in terms with reality. That you have to trust people. You have to go through the channels of the asbab of this dunya. But the people of Iman, through Iman, they put their full trust only on Allah. Allah alone is the doer and controller of any and everything. Any decision any person makes also, he cannot make it without the will of Allah Ta'ala. In fact, one Buzurg says that I've recognized Allah Ta'ala, that when I determine to do something, then afterwards I change my mind. How did I change my mind? Allah changed my mind. And I determine to do something and I cannot do it. Who blocks me from doing it? If we were the controllers and we destined our own fate, and we made our own plans, then everything should go according to our plan. But we know so many things go against our own desires, our own planning and our own thinking. In fact, we think of something and we change our mind again. So who is it that made us change our mind? There is somebody else controlling us, and that is the one and only Allah. Wise is that person and fortunate is that person who puts his full trust on Allah Ta'ala alone and realizes that Allah alone is the doer of things. He doesn't even put his trust on himself. He doesn't put his trust on anyone or anything else, only on Allah Ta'ala. All the things of this world, people are all mortals. They will, old age will come to them. Many times a person says, I should have helped you, but now things are not in my control. I don't control anything anymore. And a time comes when the person will be in his qabr. He can't do anything whatsoever. And many times in this world, forget just losing control, a person comes to that age and that illness, Allah protect us all, that he hasn't control over even his urine and his bowels. He hasn't got control over his hands. A person suffering, may Allah save us all from Parkinson. He has got no control over his body parts also. He's just shaking all the time. So human beings have got nothing within their control. Allah is the one and only. So wise is that person, and what that is Iman, that we put our full trust only on Allah Ta'ala in every way. May Allah bless us with the reality of Iman, bring it into our lives, and most important, not die without this Iman. وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. Allah says, don't die, but that you have submitted totally to Allah Ta'ala. To die without the correct Iman is one of the worst things that can happen to a person. And people who haven't got Iman and die without Iman, that is terrible. But a person who thinks I got Iman, but he did not have Iman, that is even more worse than for that person. A person who hasn't got a passport won't travel. He knows I can't go past immigration without a passport. But a person who's got a fake passport and he travels all the way and he comes to immigration and they turn him down, in fact they lock him up, you have got a fake passport. So like that, if we have got fake Iman, it will be the most serious and worst thing that can happen to us. So therefore, we should make sure we have got full yaqeen and we have to make effort for that. For that, this Islahi Jalsa will be taking place to make effort for the same thing, so that all of us, we are all in need of it, and we become conscious of it, and we work towards it. May Allah give us all confidence, inshallah.